The bamboo is one of the fastest growing plants in the world. It's said that it can grow an inch and a half in an hour and almost 35 inches, 36 inches within the course of a day. But there's a story of a man who had planted a bamboo shoot and nothing had happened. It didn't grow. And so every day he would go out to water it, to fertilize it. Days became weeks, weeks became years, and still nothing happened. The plant did not sprout. Every day his neighbors would snicker. What is this man doing? Why is he continuing to tend this plant that is not growing, is not bearing any shoots? So at the 5-year mark, all of a sudden, the plant shoots up 90 feet within 6 weeks. And then it's at that point that the neighbors come to understand the perseverance of this man, his commitment, his faithfulness to the task every day. And that is the perfect image of the Christian life, which the Lord calls us to ourselves. That the Lord calls us to be faithful in his service, not to give up in our service of him, but to persevere every day in the task of our following of him. As we hear in the gospel this morning, as Jesus speaks the parable of the master and of his servants, that the servants who come in from their work, that they don't immediately sit down at table and partake of the dinner, but rather they complete their tasks. They're committed to finishing their work. And then they reply, "We, O Lord, have done what we were obliged to do." That we are obliged to serve God. We are obliged to honor him, to serve him, to be committed to him, to offer him our faith, to persevere in the works of holiness, to persevere in virtue, to be the saints that he calls us to be, to bear witness to him and to the truth of the gospel in love. That is what we are obliged to offer the Lord, because he is our creator, he is our father, that we have to offer him the whole of our lives, the service of our lives. And yet, sometimes it can be difficult to do that in the face of the world, in a world that is opposed to the gospel, is opposed to God. In the first reading from the book of the prophet Habakkuk, we hear this conversation between the prophet and the Lord. And the Lord had appointed, like all the other prophets, Habakkuk to be a watchman for the people of Israel, to stand on the parapet and to speak the word of God, to call the people of Israel to faithfulness to the Lord. And yet Habakkuk looks over the scene. He sees within the people of Israel much turning to idolatry and corruption. He sees within the world violence and injustice. And so he says to the Lord in complaint, "Lord, how long? How long are we going to endure this? How long will you not act? Why do you not do anything?" And so the Lord replies to Habakkuk, and it's a short book, 3 chapters. And he says to Habakkuk, "All I am asking of you is to be faithful to your task every day, to stand as that watchman on the parapet in order to announce to the people to turn back to me and to be faithful to me, that my plan is at work in the world." And within the historical context of Habakkuk's time, God and would allow not only the people of Israel, but the various nations around them to be overcome by the Babylonian Empire. The Babylonians would overtake Israel and Judah and would overtake the nations surrounding them. And the Lord says to Habakkuk, "I'm going to use the Babylonians to purify my people, to reorient them back to me so that they are holy, so they reply to my call to serve me." But then yet, the Babylonians will also have to answer to my justice, for their own wickedness, for their own perversity. And so he says he's frustrated. He looks at the world seemingly filled with evil. He's wondering, is there a plan? And God says, yes, there is a plan. All I am asking of you is that you be faithful to announcing my word. And I think we probably can associate with Habakkuk as we look at the events that surround the world, even our own day and age, in a world that calls what is good evil and what is evil good, where we see the perpetuation of violence against Christians and those who witness to the Lord. We may ask ourselves, is the Lord at work? What is the Lord doing? And yet the Lord is at work, and the Lord will use all things. All he calls us to do is to be faithful to him and to live out our Christian life. We may even look at certain sectors of the church and say, Lord, why is it that some shepherds don't teach the truth of the gospel? And again, the Lord just reminds us, be faithful to my word, and God will work all things out in the end. St. Paul says this to Timothy, right? In that second reading, where he calls Timothy, just newly ordained as a presbyter, to bear his hardship for the sake of the gospel, and to realize that he has to stir into flame the gifts that he's been given through the laying on of the Apostle Paul's hands, the gift of his ordination, that God has given him a spirit of courage in order to serve him, not a spirit of cowardice. He says to Timothy, do not be ashamed of your testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ. And those words could be spoken to each of us as well. The Lord reminds us not to be ashamed of our faith in him, but to witness to him in our daily lives, that is our call. So with the gospel, the readings beckon us to ask, Lord, where is it that I need to be more faithful to you? Where is it in my life that I am called to grow in my witness to you, to my faithfulness, to my task every day as your disciple, as a Christian living in this world? Where is it that I am called to serve you more faithfully every day? Even if it's in the renewal of our life of prayer, in the profession of our faith, in, again, seeking to grow in holiness, that's all part of our witness to Christ Jesus himself. This summer, Pope Leo and his time at Castel Gandolfo in his Sunday Angelus spoke about this in terms of witnessing to Christ. And again, I think sums up what the gospel and the readings of the scriptures this day remind us. He spoke to the people who were gathered with him. He said, being or doing good does not always receive a positive response, but on the contrary, because its beauty at times annoys those who do not welcome it, one can end up encountering harsh opposition, even insolence and oppression. Acting in truth has its cost, because there are those in the world who choose lies, and the devil, who takes advantage of the situation, often seeks to block the actions of good people. However, Jesus invites us with his help not to give in and conform ourselves to this mentality, but to continue to act for our good and the good of all, even in the face of those who make us suffer. He invites us not to respond to insolence with vengeance, but to remain faithful to the truth in love. That at the core of the liturgy this day, the Lord is asking us to be faithful to him in our witness to the gospel, in our witness to the name of Christ, and the witness to the truth of our faith. May we ask the Lord at this Eucharist to help us to be redoubled in our efforts to be his servants every day and to grow in our witness to him.